Live at ATIA 2011, it's Michael Loff, and I caught up with Thomas Freehoff here, and he is with Baum. And we're going to talk about another screen reader that's been around for a while, but really not been an option or anything we've really seen in the United States. And it's called Cobra. And Thomas, I'd like you to explain to us what the screen reader does.
Maybe I can give you a little bit of history. We at Baum Retech in Germany are in the business since 1983. Initially, we teamed up with Telesensory in the old days. We co-developed a navigator and a power rail with Telesensory, and were the makers of the screen power screen reader that Telesensory marketed at that time. Everything fell apart when Telesensory sold that rail business to Blazy Engineering, and then we decided, as we had no distributing partner here, to pull back from the American market with our screen reader. After renaming the screen reader and selling this screen reader for quite a while under the brand name Virgo in Europe and elsewhere, since 2007, we are now marketing the next version of our screen reader under the name Cobra. It seems that the animal names are very...
In vogue today, yes.
They are in the moods today for screen readers, and so we decided also using an animal name. Cobra is a full-blown screen reader and magnification package. All three medias are available with Cobra. We have speech, braille support, and magnification. Cobra will run under Windows XP, Windows Vista, and Windows 7 in both 32-bit and 64-bit flavors.
Right.
We are supporting Office 2003, 2007, and 2010. The support for Office 2010 in the 64-bit variant is not yet implemented.
Okay. The 64-bit of Office 2010.
64-bit of Office 2010.
Which, really, Microsoft doesn't even recommend most people install, and we don't either, unless you have spreadsheets larger than 2 gig, because it has a lot of issues. So,
yeah, but, right. But I mean, I just wanted to be clear.
Right. No, we appreciate that.
I just wanted to be clear. I mean, we support the 32-bit applications under the Windows 64-bit operating system, certainly also Notepad and WordPad and those type of things, but where we need to get access to the DOM object models, we still have issues in this area. But I don't want to talk to you much about...
No, that's fine. I just wanted to mention to folks that 64-bit Office is not that big of a deal right now.
Yeah, okay. Thank you very much for putting it into perspective. Since our Windows 3.1 screen reader, we always believed that scripting is a very important part of a competitive screen reader. And since then, we have Visual Basic scripting available. And for very many applications, we have comprehensive scripts to make live of the user better running with the applications which are originally designed for sighted people. In the scripts, we can enhance the braille and speech output. We can improve the keyboard user interface if application developers forgot about keyboard interface to their applications. And we can, for example, in switchboard applications and things like that, aggregate information from various positions on the screen to one common location to be able to display it in speech and braille. A very unique feature of Cobra is also that we have integrated an OCR package with the Abbey Fine Reader engine into Cobra. And what we can do with this OCR engine is we can recognize graphic parts of the screen and integrate those parts into our off-screen model. So if you have, for example, install programs or other type of programs which produce text and clickable items on the screen which are not recognizable by screen readers because they are embedded into a big bitmap, and basically only the location inside the bitmap defines the click area and the action which is behind this click area, users can do this. But be aware, this does not help for most captchas, because the captchas are generated in a way that they cannot be read by this, by an OCR package, and that we cannot and don't want to overcome with these features. We support in Cobra very nicely the Java access bridge and Java applications in the area where we are selling it in Europe and Germany. Java applications are very important, and we integrated the information of the Java access bridge into our off-screen model, and we have also navigation, spatial navigation features available in these Java applications. So often the keyboard focus gets locked inside certain controls in Java, and our users can overcome this by just navigating with the Braille display or with a screen cursor, how we call it, in order to get out of these Java applications.
Now, I understand you're using that Abby also to grab. So if you open a PDF document that's blank because it's a scanned image, you can read the text in that as well?
Correct. We can do that, but we can do that, but be aware that we can only scan what's visible on the screen, and the font size or the size of the PDF document needs to be in a way that also a sighted person can read it. So we are scanning the visual part of the document, but this makes it unnecessary for our customers to first convert it to a print utility into some kind of text and then do an OCR on it and then import it into Word. For small PDF documents which just give you the menu plan of your cafeteria or some things, we have a good way to just go to them, read them, and go away from them.
Okay, now what web browsers do you support?
We support Internet Explorer 7, 8, and partially, not too bad, already Internet Explorer 9. We are supporting Firefox 3.5.6 and 4.0.7 beta of the Firefox browsers. We do not support Chrome or Safari.
Okay, very good. And what choices do we have for voices?
Cobra comes voice licensed voices of Nuance. We are delivering the Eloquence voices with it. We also have high quality vocalizer voices in our package. Besides that, we support all standard SAPI 5 engines. We do not support SAPI 4 anymore.
Okay, and you mentioned Braille support. What displays?
We have, I think, the most comprehensive Braille support. We are supporting more than 140 different Braille display models. We have a Braille server in our application, and Braille and speech and magnification is available pre-log on in-user desktops with fast user switching, and also in the security dialogues of Windows Vista and Windows 7.
Now, I guess in Germany and in many countries in Europe, Braille is much more important, and all students are given Braille displays. It's not like in the States where you really have to fight to get one. So,
this is the common miscomprehension of the European market. Sadly enough, students are not so good supported in Germany and Europe. It's the people at work which are supported.
So, okay, so once you land. Employment, and they will quickly get you a Braille display,
yeah,
realizing it.
Yeah,
the need
you basically get all necessary funding to make you competitive in a job situation. Like if you would sit in a wheelchair, a company would get funded to buy a wheelchair lift or make ramps. Same thing is true for if a company employs a blind person, he will give them Braille displays, training, computers, screen readers, and those type of things. The situation for students is much more difficult in Europe.
Oh, I appreciate that clarification, because it's important to try to be accurate in what's going on. So we appreciate that. 140 displays, that sounds pretty awesome. Has a price been determined yet for U.S.?
We are offering different price options in Germany for the screen reader. I talked to Chris, and we think we will offer it in the range of $800 in the States.
Okay. Because he mentioned he thought maybe it'd be a little bit under 800, but somewhere in that ballpark.
Somewhere in that ballpark. We have competitive upgrades and all these things, special prices for students and those type of things. You can download at www.baum.de an international version of it, and the demo version is only limited by the fact that it will run only 40 minutes as a single session inside your computer, and then you need to reboot and you have another 40 minutes and this for the rest of your life if you really want it.
Right, and Chris had mentioned that, by the way, we're talking about Chris Gray, who will be making it available, we'll say, in the States. And he'd mentioned that, unlike some other ones, you're not forced to reboot. You just have to reboot if you want to use Cobra again, but you press some key and then you can go on and use whatever other technology you may be using.
Correct.
That's very important.
I mean, you only in quotes get NAG prompts. So if you expired your trial period after 40 minutes, I think every 30 seconds it will tell you trial version expired, please reboot. And if you want to bear with this message, you can also...
Oh, it doesn't? If you shut it down, that message does stay there. Okay.
No, that does not. I mean, if you shut it down, then there's nothing to stay there.
I mean, shut down the screen reader.
Correct,
or something.
Yes. And under Windows XP, we are supporting DCM, and we are testing heavily and making sure it will not collide with JAWS for Windows and WindowEyes. Also, the later Dolphin versions and ZoomText 9 should not get you any problems if you install it in a Windows XP. Under Windows Vista and Windows 7, life is anyway better and easier. We do not see any compatibility issues in these operating systems.
So baum.de is the place to go for folks who want to get a demo of Cobra. And how would they contact Chris if they wish to purchase a copy in the States?
I don't have his email address.
Oh, okay,
handy,
very
but,
good.
But
we'll follow up on that and make sure that right for Chris Gray. Give a quick overview of the Braille displays that you produce at Baum.
Yeah, we have three product lines of Braille displays. We have we call them Super Vario Braille displays, which are also marketed here in the United States by Humanware under the name Brailliant. We have Vario Connect Braille displays, which are marketed here in the States by Humanware under the name Braille Connect. And we have a Vario Pro model series, which is a high-end series of Braille displays, which is not marketed here in the United States. And also, some folks may know that we are the original manufacturer of the refresher Braille of the APH.
Right, and you also have, was it Pronto or something?
We manufacture note takers as well. That is our Pronto note taker line. We have a Pronto 18, also known as Braille Note PK. We know, and we are very sorry that Humanware is not continuing to implement their Keysoft software and marketing under BrailleNote PK, but we are actively looking for distribution here, and we see very positive signs to market the former BrailleNote PK as Pronto 18 here in the American market, and two other models of this Pronto product line we show here on the ATIA show. It is a Pronto 40. It's a note taker with a 40-cell Braille display and an interchangeable QWERTY and Braille keyboard. So the user can pop out one keyboard and slide in another one depending on his preference and what type of documents he's writing. And we also have a so-called Pronto QS. It's a note taker which only has a QWERTY keyboard and no built-in Braille display. But all of our Braille displays are equipped with Bluetooth receivers and Bluetooth infrastructure. Pronto is equipped with Bluetooth infrastructure, and all Prontos can be connected to also longer Braille displays.
Okay, very good. Well, you can check out all this, I guess, at baum.de, right?
Correct, yes.
Okay, very good. Thanks a lot, Thomas, for all the information, and we're fully behind the Open Braille Initiative live at ATI 2011. This is Michael Law for Sarah Talk.